This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday Ukraine stands strong a year after the Russian invasion and that Moscow would never defeat its neighbor after the Kremlin suspended a landmark nuclear arms control treaty over the West's support for Kyiv. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong.
Biden's speech at Warsaw's Royal Castle comes as the war enters its second year, with no end in sight. Hours earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed that Moscow would achieve its objectives in Ukraine, accused the West of plotting to destroy Russia, and said Russia was suspending participation in the 2010 New START Treaty, its last major arms control treaty with Washington.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Mexico's ex-public security chief is convicted in a U.S. drug case, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A U.S. jury has convicted a former Mexican presidential cabinet member, Genaro Garcia Luna, of taking massive bribes to protect drug cartels he was tasked with combating. He is the highest-ranking current or former Mexican official ever to be tried in the United States. Garcia Luna headed Mexico's federal police and then was its top security official from 2006 to 2012. A roster of ex-smugglers and former Mexican officials testified that Garcia Luna took millions of dollars in cartel cash. He faces at least 20 years and as much as life in prison at his sentencing. He has denied the claims, and his legal team says they plan to appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Six people were killed in the latest earthquake to strike the border region of Turkey and Syria, authorities said Tuesday, 2 weeks after the massive quake that killed more than 47,000 people. This is VOA News.